getting a poison out of drinking water. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This week, we're bringing you a five-part series, Michigan's Silent Poison, in partnership with the Center for Public Integrity and the public radio show Reveal. There's no way to tell if arsenic is in your water without testing it. Arsenic has no taste and no smell. Certain parts of Michigan have higher than average levels of arsenic in groundwater. That's especially true in the Thumb region and a few other counties in southeast Michigan. And that can be a problem if you're on a private well.
First, it is an established carcinogen.
Dr. Carolyn Murray is with the Dartmouth Children's Environmental Health and Research Center. The center is doing a lot of research on what small doses of arsenic can do to people.
It actually works in almost every cellular system, and so it's going to have a range of health effects, both in terms of the malignancies and then non-cancer health effects, issues about immune function, endocrine functions, or hormonal issues. There's been some linkage to cardiovascular disease in highly exposed populations and issues about diabetes.
If you're on a private well in Michigan, it's up to you to find out whether there's too much arsenic in your water. If you're on city water, there's a regulation from the Environmental Protection Agency that limits the amount of arsenic in it. That standard went into effect in January 2006. It also applies to mobile home parks, apartment buildings, schools, and offices that have their own wells. But in Michigan, some of these places are still not meeting the EPA standard 8 years later.
I'm standing at one of the sinks, and we are looking at a do not drink sign. Water exceeds new federal arsenic standards, and this is required to be posted at all of our sinks within the building.
Sue Cherry is the director of Maple Tree Montessori Academy in Brighton. The water coming out of each of these 18 little preschool-sized sinks has arsenic in it. The school installed a reverse osmosis system to take out the arsenic, but that system didn't meet EPA standards, so they're using bottled water under a special agreement with the state. Cherry says they have to make sure the kids don't drink water from the sinks.
We teach the children that the sinks are for painting, hand washing, scrubbing, and that the bottled water, which is near the sinks, is for them to drink.
Michigan Radio filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. We found out there are 36 schools, churches, and small businesses on bottled water agreements in Michigan. Some of those places have very high arsenic levels in their well water. For example, the Lapeer County Press has arsenic levels in its well water as high as 28 times the federal standard. They're also on a bottled water agreement.
Bottled water is a temporary solution.
Kevin Holdwick is an environmental engineer with the DEQ. He says the EPA initially allowed these bottled water agreements, but EPA is now requiring all of these systems to treat their drinking water to remove arsenic.
There is no drop-dead date, but we are trying to move them over onto treatment to meet the letter of the law.
Holdwick says treatment will probably cost a few $100s for some of the smaller systems, but he says places with high arsenic levels will probably have to pay a lot more. Sue Cherry hadn't heard that her school will be required to treat their water for arsenic. But she says arsenic exposure is a health risk she takes seriously. In fact, she sends information about arsenic home with her students.
Because if we're over the level, we're surrounded by subdivisions here. And, you know, these children go home and they're drinking water at home. And oftentimes, because this was changed and I have to be aware of it, doesn't mean that parents in the community are aware that that their drinking water is also at risk for arsenic.
That's because if you're on a private well, it's entirely up to you to test it. This story was reported in partnership with David Heath from the Center for Public Integrity. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.